Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. We praying for Chena. She was in the hospital yesterday, but she's out and doing a little better. And then we're still praying for Miss Hattie's brother, Mary's brother, Martin. And he was in intensive care, but you know, he's in his room now, his own room. So he's progressing. Just continue to pray for him. And there's others that are sick, I'm sure, that I'm missing, but I just, yes, sir. Nacho? Yeah. And, you know, we went to see Nacho, and he said the Lord glued it back together. And he's not in pain, but, yeah, he's got a lot of ways to go, and Parkinson as well. So pray for him. It's good to have you back, Olivia. How was Europe? Okay. Well, he's got a good nurse. I know that. So praise the Lord. I was coming to church on Friday morning, and at the end of our street, they're building two other little houses, and I stopped, rolled my window down in a truck, and I reached out the window and gave it to this man that was a construction worker. He was there with his truck, and he kind of perked up and looked at me. And then he kind of got close to the window. You don't know what he's going to do, or say. And he said, I want to tell you something. This is what we need. More people reaching out, passing out tracts. And he just went into a little sermon, you know. He said, God's not through with you yet. And I'm just sitting there, you know. He's just encouraging, edifying. And I told him, I said, sir, you know, that's a great blessing to me. You never know what some encouraging word will do for a person. And so I'm very, very thankful for all of you. The ladies' meeting, I heard, went really well. And they had a good crowd, good fellowship and all that, good food. And so I'm just thankful for each and every one. We're going to be talking about the enemy today with God's help. And I was talking to one man. He said, yeah, the devil's been fighting me all week long. I said, yeah, same here, because we're going to kind of call him out, the enemy, today. And but I do appreciate your prayers for us, because I had another couple that said, we've been praying for you every week, every night this week, Pastor, and that means so much. Let's stand together and go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And if you're able to stand, Matthew 4. And Brother Leo, I'm going to ask you just pray for me that I could be a blessing, a help. And then we'll read verses 1 through 11. Brother Leo.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor, Lord. I know a lot of us pray for him throughout the week, Lord. And we need a man of God with some grit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for our pastor. He's got some grit in him, Lord. And He needs your fresh oil on him from right now. Lord, just pour it out on him. And, Lord, give us ears to hear him and touch our hearts and receive him. Lord, I pray today, if there's somebody that doesn't know you,
yes,
it will be the day of their salvation, because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, and we glorify you for all our blessings across this world and our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. This is just after he was baptized, you know, and the voice of heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, in verse 17 of chapter 3. And then verse 2, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, just always questioning, you know, there's not a question, he is the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, It is written, Again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Verse 11, Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Let's pray together. Father, we are grateful that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Lord, I pray that this would be a help and encouragement. And Lord, that you would rebuke the enemy from our lives, from this place, Lord, from your cause and purpose of this church, and that is to bring lost ones to a saving knowledge of grace of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, what did Jesus use against the devil? He used the Word of God, didn't he? Three times. Every time he used the Word of God, the devil spoke of with different names, the tempter in verse 3, the devil, and Satan, and in verse 10. And so, if the devil's been fighting you, you know you're doing something right. And he's nipping at your heels, you know you're in the front, you're leading. And so I'm thankful that the Bible teaches us that there is an enemy, a real devil. People don't believe it. A lot of people don't believe it. They think it's just some make-believe character running around in a red suit with a pitchfork and horns and cloven feet, you know. But no, the devil is no joke. And by the way, we can't fight the devil on our own, can we? No, don't try to. Just remember that. Remember the attack when things, Justin and Christine were hanging these flags, and they said, which one was it, the Mexico one? That would not go up. It would not go up. And just like the ladies' meeting, you know, little irritations come before you have something like that, or missions conference, which I want you to pray for and pray about and be faithful to. But the devil doesn't like that either, because we're talking about the souls of mankind, aren't we, around the world. So the devil is no joke. He's real. In fact, 7 Old Testament books talk about the devil. 19 New Testament books refer to Satan. So it was here, it was real in our Lord's day and time and life. And I'm thankful that God is greater. God is greater. And there's hope. You don't have to run around being afraid, because God has you in his hand. Okay? And sometimes God allows these things to come into our lives, sicknesses, irritations, hindrances, always for his glory, right? And our good. Sometimes God allows it to happen, like Job. God allowed that, but he came out on the other side, didn't he? And so some of you have been struggling maybe with some infirmities. It seemed like this week I'm studying about the enemy and see this creak and that creak and you know, that muscle or whatever. And but you have to press on for God's glory. And it's all for God's glory. Amen. I couldn't say anything this morning because Brother David Galbraith, he is a huge Buckeye fan, Ohio State Buckeye. He's huge. You know, I didn't say a word. Say, how you doing? You know. But that was some game last night. And in fact, what I liked about it the most, the quarterback from Indiana, I don't even know his name, but he gave God the glory like 4 times. I mean, that did something to me right there, because God deserves all the glory for good and everything that we go through. Go to Ezekiel back in the Old Testament. Let's go through some verses. Ezekiel, Daniel. Ezekiel 28, Ezekiel 28, talk about the origin and the sin of Satan. Who is a created being? Good to have Denise back. She's been struggling, the irritation, the old devil fighting her, but they're back today, and prayer works. Ezekiel 28, are you there? Say amen. Look at verse 11. Starting in verse 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, and the workmanship of tabrets, and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Who created the devil? It was the Lord who created. God created him. He was an anointed cherub. That's a created being. He had different purposes. I've heard it said he was the song leader, you know, the music minister, the worship leader, but he guarded the Garden of Eden and did certain things. The ark, verse 14, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. What was his sin? The devil's sin. It was pride. We'll see that. But there was a fallen angels, weren't they? By the multitude, verse 16, of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy what? Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Let's go down to verse 19. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee. And I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. Verse 19. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. The devil, if he walked in here today, he wouldn't be in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork, but he would be like an angel of light, and be beautiful. And he is a counterfeit. You wouldn't really recognize. Or he is a deceiver. He's the saint's accuser. He's a lot, isn't he? The devil. But so that's talking about Satan here. Now, let's go to Isaiah. Back up to the left. Isaiah. You have Jeremiah. Isaiah chapter 14. Thank the Lord for Miss Sue Hill. She gives me hankies. She's the one that supplies my hanky. Okay, are you Isaiah? Are you there? 14? Okay, please invite your attention to verse 12, talking about the devil, the enemy. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend. Look at all the I wills. How many is there? Five of them, I think. I will. By the way, right here, it's not my will be done, it's thy will, God. And that's the way we were praying for Martin. Lord, you'll have to do it. If you want to, you can take him home, but if not, and give him the ultimate healing, but if you want to leave my brother here, thy will be done. Satan, it was all about his will. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And that was his downfall. Let's read on down to verse 17. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? Now let's go to Ephesians, the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 2, please. Ephesians 2:2. Still talking about the enemy. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That's another term given for the devil in Ephesians 2:2, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So you see, before you're saved, you're not in the family of God. God's not your heavenly father. You're of your father, the what? The devil. And so you walked according, it says, in time past to the course of this world. The devil had his way. And so when you see people that are just acting all crazy and demonic and just out of this world, you know, they're acting natural. They're acting like they should act without a Savior inside of them, the Holy Spirit inside of them. So they're walking according to the course of this world. Now go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. All the way over. Yeah. Hebrews, James, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. We're supposed to be alert to this and to know what's happening. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Let's read it out loud together, class. Ready? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking. So we need to be alert, don't we? When these irritations come, we're not ignorant to his devices. When you're attacked and you see things that, you know, you're living right, as far as you know, you're walking according to the Lord, yet the devil just keeps trying to hinder you. We need to be alert, and here it is, recognize the attack of the enemy. Recognize where it's coming from, because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Go over to Revelation, just a little bit to the right. Chapter 12. People call me and say, Pastor, I'm just getting beat up. I'm just getting attacked. And will you pray for me? And I love to pray. And you need to pray too, right? Lord, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. And we need to resist the devil. Look at verse 10 and 11 in chapter 12. Are you there? Verse 10, Revelation 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by what?
The blood of the Lamb,
and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. The devil really works on the lost, especially the lost. The devil doesn't want anybody to come to Christ and get saved and go to heaven. That's why when you're preaching the gospel or you're witnessing to somebody, even giving out a gospel tract, I mean, we need the Lord to help us step in those times, because really, I'll just tell you this, the whole purpose of preaching is to bring people to eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of it. And you're here on this earth to bring others to heaven with you, to be a witness, the Bible says. So we'll see the verse here about the lost, but since we're right here close, let's go to 1 John. Just back up. 1 John chapter 4. You're right there. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Come on in now. Praise the Lord. Are you there? 1 John 4, 4. Ye are of God, little children. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John's written to believers. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Remember that. I told you we go to this verse that deals with lost people, how the devil tries to hinder. Go to 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Jesus used the word of God, the scriptures, against the devil. He said, it's written, get thee. In chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, let's see, verse 4. In whom the God, little g, of this world, that's the devil, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the devil's trying to hinder. He's trying to work hard against people who are lost. Let's go over to 1 Thessalonians. Now we're going to talk about how to deal with the devil here in just a minute. 1 Thessalonians. Don't ever think that you've arrived or you've made it, because if any man think that he standeth, let him take heed lest he fall. Amen. Same with the women. Amen. We only have the Lord to depend upon. 1 Thessalonians 2:18 says, wherefore we would have come, it's talking about Paul, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but who hindered us? Satan hindered. And he'll try to hinder me, and he'll try to hinder you. And so we need to be aware of that and alert to that. I mentioned that sometimes the Lord will allow the devil to afflict us physically for a time. You think who's got it bad? Some of these missionaries who are on the foreign field, and they deal with a lot of devil worship and spiritism in the wrong way, in the devil's way, and there's a lot of when the devil is filled, somebody controlled by the devil, they're possessed with the devil. Yeah. A lot of that over in these third world countries, Haiti and places, a lot of voodoo and demon worship and all of that. And I've heard from missionaries how that they are trying to win them to Christ, lead them to Christ, and some of the opposition, and it not only affects the preacher, the missionary, but it affects their wife, it affects their children. And so, oh, how we need to pray for those on the front lines, don't we? And thank you so much for praying for people who are serving the Lord and trying to get people to heaven. So sometimes you find yourself, like Job, I mean, he was a just man, a good man, an upright man, and look what all happened. It just kind of, it seems like when things happen, it happens quick and it happens a lot. And you know, the devil, when he throws all those fiery darts, he just didn't step back and throw one dart. I mean, if that was the case, Cisco, you just kind of bat it off. But we're to hold up the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and be in prayer, plead the blood, resist the devil, and keep pressing on. Amen? Keep pressing on for the Lord and asking the Lord to deal with those things that come. And some of you say, Pastor, I just hurt all over. It started with this bone, and that's connected to that bone and that muscle and that muscle. And the next thing you know, you just feel like, man, I'm getting beat up here. But it will pass. This too will pass, won't it? And God won't put on us more than we are able to stand. He promises us that. So how to deal with the devil, and then we'll be dismissed. Remember this. The devil is a defeated foe. When Jesus hung on that cross and shed his powerful, precious, pure, holy blood, he was nailed to that cross. And they spit on him, and he died for our sins, didn't he? He paid for our sins, and he laid down his life. He commended his life toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and he was taken down and buried in a tomb, and then the Rose of Sharon arose. Amen. Jesus Christ arose, and he pronounced the death nail, the death blow to the enemy. Now, Satan bruised his feet when they pierced him, bruised his hands and his side, but Jesus Christ bruised his head, right? The death blow. Our Savior won the victory over death, hell, and the grave. So he is a defeated foe, and he will get his part in the lake of fire. He'll be cast out. That old serpent, he'll be cast out. So remember that. We've read the back of the book, and we do win. Amen. We win. And we'll be with the Lord. Forever we'll be with the Lord. So I'm thankful for that. And I just want to tell you this. We are on the winning side. I'm on the winning side. And that's what the Lord did for us when he saved us. So he's a defeated foe. I think he's working overtime now because I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I think he knows his time is short. And so he's attacking the saints of God, the church of God. And he's attacking anybody that wants to lift up his word. By the way, it was Lee Robertson said on his deathbed to Clarence Sexton. He said, if I had to live my life over, I would read this more, I would pray more, and I'd have more faith. I'd have more faith. We're getting ready to go into a missions conference. The devil doesn't like it. And the purpose, it's a really a faith-growing discipleship program. Missions conferences, it really grows your faith and increases your faith and trust in the Lord. So just remember that, but press forward. We're on the winning side. Now let's go. This will help you in Ephesians chapter 6, the armor of God. We all need to put on the armor of God. Have faith in the Lord. New Testament, Ephesians 6. Are you breathing, church? Got about 9 minutes here. Ephesians 6. I'd like to pick it up in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You can't be strong on your own, can you? If you think you're going to... If you think you're going to make it without the Lord, you've got another thing coming. We need the Lord's help. We need His protection. In Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, folks, look up here. You're not the enemy. I'm not your enemy. You're not my enemy. Hey, it's not against flesh and blood. We have an enemy, and his name is Satan, the devil. Your spouse is not your enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth. That's His blessed book right here. Yeah. His word is truth. Stay in the book. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Do what's right. Just keep doing what's right. Righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Everywhere you go. If you don't have tracks in your car, or your truck, or your pocket, or ladies, your purse, if you don't have tracks on you at your house when people come to the door by the little table, hey, when you pay your bills, most everybody pays their bills online now, but there are some that you pay maybe through the mail service, stick a track in there. When somebody calls you, say, a worker, an appointment, air conditioner, whatever, and they say, is there anything else I can do for you? Say this. Say, well, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? Do you know Jesus? Be surprised how many people say, you know, I don't know, I'd like to know, and they get saved on the phone. Can God save somebody on the phone? Absolutely. He's an almighty God. He can save somebody at the door. So, preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, above all, taking what? That's above all, have faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Those shields are important. Those shields wherewith you shall be able to quench. Take the helmet of salvation. You need to be saved. Put that helmet on. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Sign up for the 24-hour prayer time. There's a list back there. It's pretty much full, but you can sign up multiple names on one time frame, okay? Don't let that hinder you, because when you come in, there'll be different stations. And if somebody's on that station, just go to the one before it, and then you just go all the way around. There won't be but like seven. So coming up, 24 hours, sign up on the back table, and it'll help you. It really will. He says here, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Yeah, the phone rang yesterday, and John Kingsmore says, pray for my wife. She's really sick. And she's up to emergency room. And we got our wires crossed a little bit. I thought it was Boswell. We went to Boswell Hospital, but it was Abrazo. And that's my fault probably, but John didn't tell me wrong. But Chyna, she was crying. She was kind of, you could tell she was very disturbed. She didn't know what was going on. Maybe she thought she was dying, but she was just quivering. And John gave her the phone. And I said, hey, Miss Chyna, we're coming. We're praying for you. And she said, oh, she was very weak. Pray for me. Come see me, Pastor. Pray for me. And she depended on prayer. She wanted her pastor to pray. And she knew she needed prayer. Hey, there's times like that in all of our lives. Denise, you called me or texted us from, I don't know where you were, but having an irritation there, some kind of problems with your eyes and all of that. And pray for me, Pastor. And so prayer is so important for the saints. Amen. He says, praying always, verse 18, for prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto. with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hey, here's one. He's praying for the preaching and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's the purpose of preaching. Pull with me, church, when I try to preach. So, he's a defeated foe. We looked at that verse. Let's look at a couple others. You're right there in Ephesians. Go back to Ephesians 4, 4:27. We got to quit. 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. That's so important, isn't it? That we don't give place to the devil. Get out of that situation. You're being tempted. In fact, you don't need to be in the crowd, the world's, the devil's crowd. The Lord was tempted, like we're tempted in all points, but him without sin, right? Jesus. But we have the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what? The pride of life. Well, that's what they came after Jesus. And can I tell you, if you're not looking to buy a new vehicle, don't go shopping and driving them. Amen. If you don't want to be tempted in drinking, you don't need to be up in the bar with people. In fact, when I go into the restaurant, they always try to put me in the bar. I say, can we not be in the bar? I don't want to be in there amongst wine bibbers. Be not among wine bibbers. All you have to do is ask that lady seating, you say, can I be somewhere else? She'll put you somewhere else. They kind of look at you like, you must be an old drunk. You're tempted. Well, I don't care what they think. I don't want to be around it. Amen. But listen, give no place to the devil. Satan's a counterfeit. Be alert. Sometimes the devil just keeps knocking at you. When the devil keeps knocking at you, you go a little while longer, he just keeps coming up. Slam the door on him. When Jesus knocks, and you know it's right, you know it's biblical, open the door to Jesus, but when the devil keeps tempting you, he'll just keep coming, won't he? You can recognize that. That's not right. He's still trying to get after me on, slam the door, get out of there. Joseph left his coat. He dropped it. He went to prison, but he had righteousness, didn't he? Recognize when the old devil's attacking you. One more verse and we'll quit. James 4:7. This is it. I hope you've got something out of this lesson on the enemy. James 4:7. Because the devil didn't want me to bring it to you, I'll tell you that. He didn't. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will what? Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Maybe you're being attacked. Maybe you've been under. I hope you recognize the enemy and recognize who it is. He's trying to draw you away. He's trying to disturb you. He's trying to bring strife, and he's trying to bring confusion. The Lord's not the author of confusion, right? The Lord's, he'll give you peace. But if the devil's after you, resist the devil. Resist. Submit yourself to God. Best thing, when I start getting attacked by the devil, best thing to do, go into a prayer closet and shut the door. Get on your knees if you're able. Get on your face if you're not. And just say, Lord, help me. You rebuke the enemy. I can't do it. But Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus. And that's the way I pray over you. Some of you folks this week, I've prayed over you. I have. I've prayed over you. Prayed for you. And we do need to pray one for another, don't we? Let's stand. Father, take these words and these scriptures, and Lord, may we be reminded that you're greater, Lord, than the enemy. And we need you, Lord. We need you. Protect our people, Lord, from the enemy. Protect as we approach this missions conference, Lord, coming up. Be with each missionary. Help them to get here. Lay the messages on their heart to encourage us to do more for you, Lord, and to be faithful. We just give you the glory for this lesson. In Jesus' name, amen.